from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to America's Heroes Group Roundtable, Legally Speaking with Steve. Today is Saturday, August 22nd, 2020. August is National Wellness Month. Our host, Cliff Kelly, is on the line, as well as co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold, is here, executive producer Glenda Smith, and digital media producer Manny Carzari. We also have assistant media producer Titus Williams. Our panelist today is the Honorable Steve J. Seidman, founding attorney of Seidman Law Office, experienced trial lawyer, focused on personal injury, sponsor of America's Heroes Group Advisory Board member. We also, America's Heroes Group, is proudly sponsored by our American Heroes Group sponsor, attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis, and Fearman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free number 888-837-3275 and office number 312-781-1977. And I'll be calling him this week because I need some help with my hearing disability. So make sure you call this man to help you. Also, the Americans Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by Pearl's Place Down Home Southern Cooking, 3901 South Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. Phone number 877-275-5852. Mm-mm. And I know Cliff knows why I said that.
That's right.
We have America's Heroes Group is also proudly sponsored by Veterans Business Owner Harris Gulf Shrimp, 7448 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60621. His call number is 773-783-1818. And support our veteran business owners, please. Get out there and buy those shrimp. They are delicious. Okay.
We've got some great sponsors, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, we do. And it's great to have you on the line, the godfather of talk radio, the governor of talk radio, our icon. So we have on the line Steve Seidman, the founding attorney of Seidman Law Office, experienced trial lawyer, focused on personal injury, and the sponsor of America's Heroes Group and group advisory board member. Today he's going to be talking about the post office delays affecting crucial delivery of mail and prescription.
Very interesting about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is. And good afternoon, everybody, Governor and Doctor. I saw you on the news conference with the governor.
Oh,
I mean, the governor of Illinois. We have the governor, obviously, right here on the radio right now with us.
Yes.
But you were excellent. And
thank you.
I'm wearing my mask, but I took it off right now for sure. So
that's right. Keep on that mask.
Right. But the scary time for sure. And I'll tell you, this mail slowdown, and I think we heard about it, the news story that was just on right before that preceded the show that was on the radio, it's raising a lot of concerns because I'll give you an example. Right now we're downtown Chicago and we do not get Saturday delivery. That's been taken away from us. The Monday deliveries are very late. The postal people couldn't be nicer. The delivery people say, you know, there's only a certain number of people in the loop that can actually deliver mail because of the actual budget shortfalls and the cutbacks. And we know that the president has taken the position that the post office needs to make money, whereas many other people obviously feel that the post offices are in business just like Amtrak and other government services, not necessarily to make money, but to service the public. Why is this so important to veterans? Well, when there's the slowdowns, the VA problems raise worry about mail slowdowns and prescriptions, okay? Concern is growing among advocacy groups and everybody else. The Department of Veterans Affairs fills about 80% of prescriptions by mail. That's 80%. So they've already reported problems and have to use forced alternative methods of shipping prescriptions in certain areas of the country. 5% of all prescription drugs are delivered in the mail. Pharmacies and pharmacy benefit managers are increasingly using the mail to fill prescriptions for the most expensive drugs. But those are private. That's 5%. The Department of Veterans Affairs ships 80%. So when the Postal Service cuts back and they don't pay enough money to their folks and people to deliver the mail and give all kinds of service cutbacks, this is a critical part of the pharmacy distribution system. And a delivery delay actually can be catastrophic for many patients for obvious reasons. I know that there was on the Hill, there was a quote that says from James Jacqueline Fincher, president of the American College of Physicians. She said, "My patients who rely on their insulin or their inhalers or any other type of medication can't wait weeks to see whether or not their prescriptions will be delivered." And that's so true. You any prescription medication is really, if you think about it, only effective as the patient's ability to get their hands on it. So, and that's what Dr. Fincher said. She said we need to ensure the patients can continue to rely on the Postal Service to relieve their to receive their critical medications. And right now, as we're sitting here, I understand the Senate and the Congress are in special session to deal with this. Democrats
on a Saturday, which is very different. Yeah, that's true.
No, I think, you know, from their standpoint, perhaps it has more to do with maybe the election. People are afraid that you can't get balance in, you know, because I think that most are saying that the pundits are saying that the people that mail-in would help are not going to be the current president, but the nominee for the Democratic Party. So because of that, that's why they're there. But there's a huge, this VA situation or prescription medications for veterans is a huge problem. When you consider 80% of medications are shipped that way, where in reality 5% is for the general public, this is a real serious problem.
Yes.
What do you think is going to happen with this? Because it is a serious problem.
Well,
and,
you know,
and there are people, of course, that have their own beliefs, you know, relative to who's going to steal what. You know what I mean? Relative
exactly.
To that's one of the major problems. People thinking that you know, they're going to be stealing votes from the mail.
Exactly, and I don't, you know, it's a strange timing, isn't it, that the Postal Service has massive cuts right when there's a pandemic, and mail-in ballots are the only way that many people are going to realistically be able to get their votes heard. So it's kind of a strange time. I mean, I understand the post office loses billions of dollars. We get that, and they're not the best business model at the present time. But why now? And what's going to be done about it? I guess it depends on how much the Congress reacts to this. I mean, it's a serious problem with regard to the upcoming election, because could you imagine going to a polling place with everybody in line? And Doctor, you could speak to this too, because you know, we saw that with sometimes with the primaries, where people were sick. Poll watcher, I think, got sick and died. I mean, we're going to be exposing, people are going to be afraid to come to the polls. So what else are we left with? We've got the mail. That's all we're going to depend on. We're going to put our ballots through the mail, and if they never make it in time, then they're not going to be counted. So basically, the election the votes aren't going to be counted.
And I think that's such a phony idea, because we've always gotten the mail. Always gotten the mail, election day, any other day, and they have really created a problem here that is really unnecessary. And it's going to be anxious to see exactly what does happen this evening, because you know, the one side is calling this whole thing phony and they don't need it. Yeah, well, they do need it. I think it's a great thing to have the mail delivered, obviously.
Well, but, as much as we depend upon, you know, these private services such as Federal Express and UPS and, you know, the Amazon packages, every day the mail is supposed to come to your house or business, and that's many people, that is their lifeline.
Exactly.
So I think that it's always been, you know, what they used to say, whether it's rain or shine, you know, the post office is always, you know, coming on or delivering mail. You know, that's been the kind of the cornerstone of our life in America. And to just sort of a sudden say, okay, this has got to be a business model now where, you know, I'm sorry, you're not making money. We're losing money. Therefore, we're not delivering. And for it maybe not even to be the real excuse is pretty sad.
Well, I think one of the things that you bring up that a lot of people don't even think about, and you're absolutely correct, a lot of that has to do with prescription medications. You know, that's a big deal, too. A lot of folks are only talking about, are you going to be delivering mail relative to the vote? Well, it's a lot more than just the vote, as you have pointed out. And it's extremely important. And what do you think they're going to do?
Well, it's going to be interesting because right now we know in the House, the Energy and Commerce Committee this week launched an investigation into how the Postal Service's organizational and operational changes are impacting the delivery of prescription drugs. So, you know, you could play this game with the voting, right?
Mm-hmm.
But according to committee, 1.2 billion prescriptions were delivered through the Postal Service in 2019. Imagine that, 1.2 billion prescriptions. Now, you ask, what's going to happen with regard to this whole postal debacle? It's a good question, and it's going to go on party lines like it always does. And I'm not optimistic that things are going to change and we're going to see a great budget, you know, kind of all of a sudden an influx of money coming in. However, there's a lot of pressure brought to bear, and you heard this postmaster general, who parenthetically is like a big, big supporter of the president financially and otherwise.
Sure.
You heard him say that on Tuesday that all changes being made to the Postal Service would be paused until after the November 3rd election.
Exactly.
Yeah. But my question is, what do you know, right now we don't get mail on certain days. So what do you mean paused? So, and that's where I think Speaker Pelosi on Wednesday said, Postmaster DeJoy did not intend to roll back any of the changes he's already instituted. So the question would say, you know, what you got to worry about, Dr. and Cliff, is that there are changes already made that are going to affect the delivery of those ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And I think President Trump's already said he'd block emergency funding to the post office, but acknowledges that in order to function properly, it needs money. So you ask what's going to happen. I have a terrible feeling that unless there's a groundswell of everybody getting very, very upset, that this is going to impact the delivery of ballots in November. And, you know, it's already taken a toll on veterans. According to the group of disabled American veterans, the medications from the VA have been delayed by an average of 25% over the past year, and that's before this even started to be rolled back even worse.
Wow.
So, you know, there are even worse hot spots, Detroit, New York, New Jersey. Those VA in those areas, by the way, proactively converted from the U.S. Postal Service to United Parcel Service second day air. So the VA is trying to get up on top of this.
Dr. Connell, what do you think about that?
Oh, boy. You know, one of the things that, you know, as you were speaking, Steve, I was thinking about, you know, I sort of developed a little slogan. It's about the mask, and it's just wear it. You know,
yes.
We always say just do it, but just wear it.
And making
sure that people get out there. And if you're going to go to a polling place, make sure you wear your mask, bring some sanitizer with you, and then make sure you do the social distancing thing. But, you know, with the voting, it should be very quick. You should be able to go through and making sure you vote early. But this thing about the mail not being available, the couple of things I'm thinking about, the people who are veterans who are at home, who have PTSD, who have pain, who are isolated right now because they are social distancing, and they're dealing with more stress than they normally would And that actually adds to some of the conditions that they have. And so it's making it worse for them. And then also we're talking now about testing by mail with the saliva test for the COVID-19. So if the mail system is already defunct, you know, people are talking about could we actually send things in like, you know, 23andMe and the other, you know, testing ancestry. They sent a saliva sample in to do the testing. And there's some speculation that we could be doing this on a national level. But if the mail if the postal system is defunct and is not really functional, that also thwarts that kind of idea.
I'm wondering whether that's even possible or not. You know, once you put the saliva or whatever it is, you would know. Are they saying that that is possible as a way of testing?
Oh, sure. They're using it now, and actually it's showing to be the specificity and the sensitivity are supposed to be pretty high. With respect to even doing anterior nasal swabs, so they're comparing these things, and they're saying that these tests are actually pretty good. It came out from Yale University, from their the Department of Public Health, and there's some other other tests out there that are in the market. But you know, if we have a this dysfunctional mail system, and for someone to thwart what we fought for as veterans, the right for people to peacefully assemble and to have public debates and discussions and to vote. And that is one of the sacred things that we as veterans fought for people to have that that ability to use their constitutional rights to have free speech and to vote. And so thank you, Steve, for bringing this up. I think you are hitting on such an important, fundamental concept that we need to have discussions about.
Well, and I think you hit it on the head. I mean, when the primaries were around, we went to do early voting, which was really good because very few people do it. And if you do it at the proper times, you're going to be definitely away from people. But to get everybody listening, we got to get our votes out.
Yes.
So however it gets to do it, whether you wear the mask on the day or you go before. But let's face it, when we're talking about the Postal Service delays, even the House Democrats, the Oversight and Reform Committee said the delays are far worse than previously acknowledged. So if we're going to depend upon mail voting, I think it's going to be a real big problem. I really do.
You know, the thing that gets me, gentlemen, is I go to my district office quite often, the postal office, and those people in there are just nothing short of fantastic. They are so nice. And some of the people that wait on aren't. You know what I'm saying, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And you know, when I think about how they serve people, and of course I get my delivery at my home also, but this is when I need some special service. You know, I go to the post office, and they always take very good care of me. But I just hope that this works out because, like you both have said, it's going to have a big effect on veterans in a number of different ways if this doesn't happen. We'll know more this evening, that's for sure.
Yes. Right, and you know, it's amazing because earlier this summer is when they shuffled personnel. They took away mail sorting machines, took them away. And those are the things, if you don't have mail sorting machines, this isn't the day and age, you kind of say, okay, here's the thing, I'm going to sort it by hand. So this has got to get straightened out today, and I can tell you this is why they're called back on a Saturday in the summer on a special special session. As we talked about, the question will be what we can do about it. And once again, you know, I can't think of many other. I mean, you got to call your legislatures. Although I think the sensible ones will certainly want to pass a bill. Right now, the Democrats, the legislation, is poised to pass a bill that would prevent them from making functional changes and repairing the ones they've already made so the ballots could get in. The bill includes $25 billion for Postal Service operations, it's included in the they want to include it in the Democrats' coronavirus relief package. Now, you know, we're spending an awful lot of money right now. We have to because of this virus. But this is one of those things that we need to do for obvious reasons. You know, we need to to obviously spend the money, not only because of drugs and prescriptions and saving people's lives, but we also have to save our way of life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Steve, we're running out of time. We have about 30 seconds to go. So can you give us one, you know, what do we really need to know? And, you know, this is a capsule summary of it. And give you a telephone number, because I think you are a phenomenal attorney, and everyone needs to go to you for their legal problems with veterans issues.
Well, you're very nice to say that. And I know my telephone number is 312-781-1977. It was a good year. 312-781-1977. I think where we've got to go is we have to get our Postal Service back with their budgetary monetary money. And I'll tell you this, if you want to redo it after the election and kind of think of ways to make money, then so be it. But now is not the time.
Thank you so much, Steve.
I agree.
And,
I agree.
And the audience, please stay tuned. We'll be right back after a short break.
Great information.
But thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Phenomenal. My co-host, of course, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold.
Okay.
And we will be back with more.
Thank you.
Right after you.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube. We're everywhere. Get social with us. The Talk of Chicago, 1699 AM, WVON.
Hi, I'm Attorney Ernesto Borges. I'd like to invite you to join me for the Borges Report for lively discussions about legal matters, politics, government, entertainment, and the topics that concern you in your life. Start your Sunday the Borges way with the Borges Report.
The Borges Report with Ernesto Borges, Sunday mornings at 9 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashd.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.